From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Harshan Ratanpal. The Missouri House has passed a joint resolution that would alter the statewide ballot initiative process if approved by voters. The resolution would make it harder to amend the state constitution by requiring initiatives to win a majority of votes statewide and in 5 out of 8 congressional districts. Altering the initiative process has been a goal for Republicans this session. They argue the current initiative process allows urban counties to change the Missouri Constitution without input from rural communities. The resolution needs Senate approval before going to voters. A Missouri House Special Committee met to discuss Senate Bill 756 yesterday. The bill clarifies the 2023 law that authorizes a property tax credit for seniors who are eligible for Social Security retirement benefits. Some local officials have expressed confusion over how to implement the credit. The new bill would allow any Missouri homeowner 62 years or older to apply. It also prevents counties from excluding wealthier seniors from the program based on their home's value. David Stokes is the director of municipal policy at the Show Me Institute and doesn't think the new provisions are necessary.
Let's not forget that seniors are the wealthiest sector of our population. But so eliminating the wealthier part of the senior community from the program, I think is something counties should be allowed to do.
Supporters argue that senior citizens are likely to be on fixed incomes and can't afford a tax hike. Boone County voters overwhelmingly supported freezing senior tax rates in Tuesday's municipal election. Missouri and Illinois created more solar energy last year compared to the year before. Kate Grumke reports from St. Louis.
Illinois still generates significantly more total wind and solar power than Missouri does. But Missouri's solar growth outpaced Illinois last year. The Show Me State generated almost 32% more solar power compared to the year before. Jen Brady is a senior data analyst at Climate Central, a nonprofit that researches climate issues.
I don't think it's ever too kind of late to get into the game and really start amping up your production and your capacity in your state.
Both Missouri and Illinois are in the top half of states for wind and solar generation. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
3 Missouri Republicans are being sued for defamation after incorrectly publicly identifying a Kansas man as an undocumented immigrant and as the shooter at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. The Missouri Independent reports the man, Denton Loudermill, filed federal lawsuits against state senators Rick Bratton, Denny Hoskins, and Nick Schroer. Hoskins is a Republican candidate for Secretary of State. The lawmakers reposted a photo of Loudermill in handcuffs, claiming he was a, quote, illegal alien and responsible for the shooting. The images spread rapidly. Loudermill says he was detained during the February 14th shooting because he was too slow to leave the area. He was born in Kansas and is not one of the men who are facing state murder charges for their role in the shootings. I'm Harshan Ratanpal, KBIA News, Columbia.